The last meditation exercise we will practice is something I call meditation on the whole person. When practicing the Ah Om breath meditation, one focuses attention on the breath and the sound of the mantra. But the meditation on the whole person exercise allows you to expand your awareness to include a much larger domain. The field of your awareness expands to include your entire body, your feelings, perceptions, thoughts, and consciousness. You also become aware of how all these components of your person are impermanent and constantly changing. Buddhism divides the entity that is the self into five components, which are called aggregates. They are the body, also called form, the feelings, like happiness, sadness, anxiety, or anger, perceptions, like sounds or visual perceptions, mental formations, which include your thoughts, and consciousness. These five aggregates, which make up your whole person, are continually changing. Some are changing quickly, some more slowly. To help understand the constantly changing nature of the self, Buddha taught his students to meditate by focusing their awareness on each of the five aggregates, one at a time. Let's now try meditating on the whole person. I will guide you through this meditation, focusing on each of the five components of your person one by one. Remember that at any time, you can pause the playback of this recording to spend as much time as you like on any individual component. We will enter into the meditative state by starting to practice the usual Ah Om breath, silently saying Ah with your in-breath and Om with each out-breath. Next, allow the sound of the mantra to fade into the background and focus your total awareness on just breathing in and breathing out, the so-called breath body. The first component, or so-called aggregate of your person, is your body. While remaining fully concentrated on your in-breath and out-breath, expand the field of your awareness to include the rest of your body by doing a body scan. We will start at the top of our head and work our way down. With each out-breath, try to progressively relax or ease any part of the body that seems tight or uncomfortable. After that part starts to relax, you can then shift your attention to the next part of your body. Now begin the body scan by focusing your awareness on the top of your head and forehead. Feel your forehead and scalp muscles flatten and relax more with each out-breath. Now scan your face, jaw, and tongue. As you release your out-breath, feel your eyelids become lighter. Feel your lips and jaw muscles relax. Let your tongue float free inside your mouth. Next, pay attention to your neck and shoulders. Let your neck become loose and the shoulders start to drop lower as the muscles become less bunched. Become aware of your arms, hands, and fingers. Allow your hands to become more relaxed with each out-breath. Let your fingers float free. Next, focus on the alignment of your spine and the sensations of your upper and lower back. You may want to slightly twist and gently stretch your back in order to loosen stiffness and free up any joints in the spine that seem locked. With each relaxing breath, your back feels better. Now scan your entire chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Feel your diaphragm and chest expand as your breath becomes progressively deeper and slower. Feel the sphincter muscles of the pelvis become more relaxed with each out-breath. The last parts of the body to scan are your legs, feet, and toes. Wiggle your toes a little and feel as if your breath is coming in and going out through your feet. The second aggregate is the feelings. Recognize whatever feeling or emotion you happen to be feeling right now, whether that might be happiness, sadness, or just a neutral feeling. Perhaps you feel fresh or energetic or tired. Sometimes you might be feeling anxious, angry, frustrated, or just bored. Whatever it is, just be aware of what you are feeling. If you have a positive feeling, just enjoy it. If you are in a neutral state, you might try to gladden your mind by drawing the corners of your lips into a slight Buddha-like smile and begin to feel fresher, lighter, and happier. If you are in a negative emotional state, like anger, or fear, or sadness, you might calm and embrace it by saying, "Breathing in, I am aware that anger, or fear, or sadness is inside me. Breathing out, I smile to my anger, fear, or sadness." The third aggregate is the perceptions, which we become aware of through our five senses. First, become aware of the external sounds you are hearing right now. But don't try to identify or name the sounds you are hearing, as that would trigger a thinking process. Just notice the quality of the various sounds as they play with your ears. Next, notice what aromas can be perceived by your nose, and then what tastes can be sensed by your tongue. Become aware of what sensations your skin and fingers are feeling, such as humidity, temperature, any painful sensations, or breeze in the air. Now notice what perceptions are entering the mind through your eyes. At first, don't open your eyes. Just notice the multicolored patterns that can be perceived behind your closed eyelids. Don't try to name or categorize the patterns of twinkling color. Just notice how they form and change. Now slowly open your eyes halfway or all the way, and notice the shapes, colors, and sights that are before you, without thinking about what you see. Don't label or name what you see, because that would initiate thinking. Just be non-judgmentally aware of what is out there. The fourth aggregate is mental formations. Here, allow yourself to become aware of your thoughts, but without becoming attached to them. Notice the thoughts forming and changing. Notice how one thought or perception triggers the next thought. Don't react to the thoughts with like or dislike, judgment or reflection. It's like you are sitting on a bridge, watching the river of your thoughts flow by. The fifth and final aggregate is consciousness. Consciousness is awareness of yourself and your surroundings in a remembered present. This phenomenon that we call consciousness requires millions of connections between nerve cells in various parts of the brain to form reverberating electrical circuits. Meditation can alter our state of consciousness by bringing these reverberating circuits into a more coherent harmony. Now, to meditate on consciousness, first notice that you are conscious of being alive in this place, in this moment. Next, try to keep focused on what it feels like to maintain a state of pure awareness of the present, without thinking. So those are the five aggregates of the whole person: the body, feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. Like a river that looks fairly similar from day to day, the components of a person seem to have a kind of continuity over time. But also like a river, the pieces of the self are actually constantly changing. By practicing this meditation, you can come to know the five constantly changing rivers of your whole person. Also, notice there is only so much that you can hold in your awareness at any one time. So, while you can greatly expand your recognition of what is happening now, your view of the present reality is always somewhat limited. However, meditation on the whole person allows the field of your awareness to expand, to include much more of what is happening in the present. Eventually, it all becomes one big happening.